This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm John Idstey. This week, we've been talking to real people who are having to adapt to changes in the economy. Earlier this week, we heard from a small builder in Illinois who is feeling the fallout from the lending crisis. And we talked to a commercial tree farmer in California who's worried about a shortage of immigrant labor to grow trees and harvest the fruit. Today, we turn to a machinery exporter in North Carolina. Dyke Messenger is the president of a small construction machinery company in Salisbury. He employs around 100 workers in three U.S. factories, and he's already felt the tremors of the downturn in the housing market. He's seen a dramatic drop-off in sales, that is, sales here in the U.S.
Domestic sales have fallen this year due to the slowdown in housing, and we expect it to continue over the next 6 to 12 months as well.
How big a drop?
Well, it's interesting, John, because some of the demand for housing is pretty good in certain areas of the country, and others it's terrible. We're seeing it slow down even more now. So the next 6 months, we might see as much as a 20% drop in business.
And the problem is that because there's less housing development, fewer people are building roads and streets to these houses.
Exactly.
And what about your international business?
We've seen a dramatic increase in our international business in 2007. Our international business this year is up about 130%.
And what's behind that big leap?
I'd like to think that our machines are becoming more and more accepted and they're choosing ours over the competition, but let's say that it really is more market-driven. The world's coming closer together. There's more infrastructure development. Countries are becoming more open. Economies are more privatized. So the need to move people and goods and services is much more important. But also the dollar has been falling against most all currencies, and especially the euro.
How big a factor is that fall in the dollar, do you think?
I don't think the fall in the dollar could lead us into the kind of sales increase we've seen if there wasn't a demand for infrastructure development.
So despite the uncertainties in the U.S. economy right now, for you, the future looks bright.
Yes, it does. We don't see infrastructure development slowing down. I think we're all aware of the infrastructure needs in this country, and they're far greater overseas.
What do you anticipate going forward? Are you expecting your international business to grow?
We are. All the signs from our distributors overseas are that business is going to continue to be strong in 2008 and beyond.
Now, I understand that you recently added to your factory production in the U.S. Many U.S. manufacturers have moved factories overseas to meet demand, and I'm wondering whether, given the falling dollar, you've thought about that.
If it ever were to become financially attractive, our goal is to eliminate those things that would ever cause us to move our manufacturing overseas. We have great people. We know we can't duplicate what they produce for us overseas, certainly without a lot of cost and a lot of time. And I'm a great believer in American manufacturing, and you know, we're going to do everything we can to keep it in the United States.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you, John.
Dyke Messenger is president of the construction machinery company Power Curbers in Salisbury, North Carolina.